Good morning, Lewis. I see you're already here with the coffee as always. So, starting with the big news from the US, Donald Trump's new tax and spending bill is causing quite a stir among economists.
Morning, Alice. Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. The Republicans just barely got the votes to start debating what Trump calls the big, beautiful bill. But it's far from settled, right?
Exactly, and it's not just about passing the bill. Democrats are pushing for the 940-page document to be read in full on the Senate floor. That's a huge procedural hurdle.
Right, but here's the kicker. Economists are worried about the implications. The Financial Times did a poll, and over 90% of economists surveyed are either somewhat or very concerned about the US dollar's role as a safe haven.
Wow, that is so concerning. The dollar has been the ultimate safe asset for decades. If that's in question, it could shake up global markets.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the spending. Trump's attacks on the Federal Reserve's independence are a red flag for many. Robert Barbara from Johns Hopkins even said that if the White House tried to take over the Fed, it would change his level of concern from somewhat to very, very.
That's pretty strong language, and it's not just academics. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that Trump's policies could push U.S. federal debt past its previous post-World War II high later this decade.
Yeah, and the White House is insisting the opposite. They claim these policies will help reduce debt, but independent analysis tells a different story.
And there's more. The dollar, which usually strengthens during global market turmoil, actually weakened after Trump announced those aggressive tariffs in April. That's a sign of something shifting.
Exactly. US Treasury yields, which typically fall during volatility, actually rose in April. While they've come down a bit, many economists think they could hit 5% next year, which would definitely catch the Trump administration's attention.
And if that happens, it could spark a real crisis of confidence. Evi Papa from the University of Madrid even said that US treasuries might not be considered safe assets anymore.
So what's the alternative? Some are pointing to the Swiss franc and gold as the new safe havens. That's a big shift for the dollar.
It's definitely a game changer, and with the bill still in the Senate, it's anyone's guess how this will play out. But one thing's clear, the US dollar's dominance is being tested in a way we haven't seen in a long time.
Right, and if the economists are right, the consequences could be far-reaching. We're not just talking about the US economy here. This could reshape global finance.
That's a wrap for now, Lewis. Thanks for the insightful discussion. Stay with us for more UK business news.
And remember, the market moves fast. You don't want to miss the next big story. We'll be right back after the break.